Obviously a busy weekend. Guys, we're always looking to improve our team. That includes all avenues. So that includes free agency, that includes the draft, and that includes the weekend of the final cuts. So we're very encouraged with the roster additions that we've made over the weekend. I'm extremely proud of the work our pro scouts did. Josh Lucas, Champ Kelly, and his staff felt very prepared this weekend, probably the most prepared I've ever felt. And it's really a credit to those guys. And I think when you feel that way, it allows you to act swiftly and be aggressive with certain moves because of the preparation we've done beforehand. You know, as you guys know, we claimed two players, Cravon LeBlanc and Eric Cush. We feel good about those guys as young prospects that can help us. We signed a veteran tight end, Logan Paulson, who is a good blocking tight end that brings experience and a tough, rugged style to the game. And then we obviously added Josh Sitton late last night, three-time Pro Bowler, that automatically upgrades our offensive line. But honestly, with this time of year, there's mixed emotions, you know, and these decisions are difficult. There's a lot of good people that we're dealing with, and there's a human side to this, and these decisions aren't ever easy. And, you know, as a young general manager, that's something that I'm honestly, that's tough, you know, when you're talking to these guys. And I understand the personal side of it, and I take that very seriously. There's numerous guys this weekend that we had those discussions with, and obviously one of them is Robbie Gould. And, you know, every decision we make is about improving our team, and these are all carefully discussed, and these decisions never just happen on a whim. But when a player comes available that we feel good about, we have to consider it, and then ultimately sometimes we have to make the hard decision. But what I want to emphasize is the respect that we have for Robbie Gould and everything he's done for this franchise. But I also want to challenge ourselves, and I want to challenge our organization, our scouts, and our coaches to always be looking to improve. Today's not just about being excited about the 53-man roster. Obviously, that's what's occurred over the weekend. But today is the start of the regular season, and that I'm fired up about that. We're out there practicing right now. All the focus is on the Houston Texans. And the roster's settling in now. It's really, really a fun time of year, and I'm looking forward to the season. So any questions?
Ryan, when you didn't cut Robbie with your initial wave of cuts, you cut him a little bit later. Why the delay, or what was happening there?
Yeah, there was we signed Connor Barth about 5 minutes ago. So for us, it was just if a specific player becomes available, then and we know that we're able to acquire that player, then this is something we need to entertain or discuss. So, Moon, that's kind of how it played out. When we knew this guy would be available for us, it made the switch a possibility.
Was that in the back of your mind, Brian, throughout camp? I mean, and if it was, that maybe in the back of your mind that Robbie may not be your guy, why not bring in somebody at the beginning of training camp to create some competition?
You know, it wasn't about we'd identified, David, guys with other teams that we liked, that were occupied with those other teams. I felt like that's where the quality was at that position. There wasn't necessarily somebody sitting on the street that we could bring in at that moment to say, okay, this is a legitimate challenge. Those players existed on other rosters. So it was just a matter of, hey, if they cut this guy, then, man, we got to talk about it.
Ryan, what gives you belief that Connor is an upgrade?
You know, that's a good question, Dan. I think we there's background with this player. You know, the Denver coaches that are on our staff now had him in Denver for one season. And then just all this, we've evaluated him a lot over the years. And, you know, he's a guy that's overcome an injury. He's an experienced kicker. He's kicked in big games. And, you know, if you look at his, especially under 40 yards, he's extremely accurate. And there's a sureness with that that I respect.
Where were you and what was your reaction when you found out that Sitton had been released by the Packers? That couldn't have been on your radar.
Yeah, I mean, one of the important things about them being in our division is we know all their players very well. So any division opponent, you have fresh reports on all those players, which I like because sometimes I feel like there's a tendency, when you let's say you have a need at a position, you can almost create it. You know, like you can manufacture. But with this, we have good grades on this player regardless that are just neutral as him being an opponent. So when he became available, I think that's a testament, again, to our scouting department, Brad, that, okay, we had to act quick on this. I mean, he's right up the road. There's a lot of teams interested in him. let's just have him drive down and get on this right now and be aggressive and be decisive. And I think the ability to be that way came with our preparation.
What do you like about how his skills fit?
First of all, the skins are on the wall. Three-time Pro Bowler. He's extremely strong and powerful in the run game, and pass pro. He's one of those guys, Rich, that just makes it look easy. You know, you never see him stressed or exposed. You know, he's a good body position, smart, very very intelligent player, and that shows up when you meet with him. And all the research we did on him echoed that as well.
He obviously plays the position that Cody Whitehair does. What do you see this move mean for Cody, short term and long term?
Yeah, this, you know, and I'll let, you know, John touch on some of that. I know we want to be sensitive as we're in our week one prep. I hope you all respect that. But the good thing about the line is the flexibility of a lot of those players, you know. So whether it's Larson, who can play multiple positions, or Whitehair, that can play multiple positions, I like that we got guys now that have flexibility, and we'll let it sort out.
Right. How did you report over the weekend that Kyle Long had an extension?
You know, we're all, you guys know they when we get these discussions with the agents, just out of respect to the process for the player and the agent, kind of keep that tight to the vest now and those conversations private. And but I promise you, as soon as something comes to fruition, you'll be the first to know.
So. Ryan, how did you convince Josh to get in his car and drive here when there was all that other interest? I mean, what did you get? You guys put something on the table right away?
You know, Fox is a charming guy. You know, we had he was attracted to the situation. Him and his wife come to Chicago a lot. They really like the city. I think he likes staying in the division. We had a clear vision for how he would be utilized here. He has friends on this roster, Kyle Long being one of them. What I value too is, and I think this speaks on him a little bit, is, I mean, he could have taken a tour around the country, but he wanted to act swiftly because he knew that today was a practice day and he needed to get ready in our scheme and get ready to play our week one opponent.
How is he physically? There are some reports about having some back issues.
Yeah, we went through all that, Adam, and obviously that took place yesterday, and it was a thorough process, and obviously we wouldn't assign him if there were major concerns, and so at the end of the day we felt okay about it.
Right. Right. At what point swapped out long snappers? Same guys on the surface, that's at least a little puzzling.
Yeah, there's much like all these roster moves, there's always a fluidity of what we do, and there's things going on all the time, and I'll just leave it at that. So, but we feel good where we're at now.
Did Robbie have a preference for one of them? Was that part of the decision with the
long snap? I'll just keep those in-house, you know.
Was there a point in the summer that you thought Pupless for the start of the season for Cornell would be a possibility?
Yeah, it was just like with these medical things, and you know, I know this is sensitive because the club tries to keep things quiet, and you guys, and I really respect both sides. I honestly do. I think with the medical process, it's every one of these is a day by day evaluation, and every player and individual is different. So there's no exact science to it, you know. So with the PUP decision with Purnell, it was like, hey, let's take a moment right now and honestly see where he's at, get all our doctors' opinions, and do what's best for him and what's best for the club. So this delays it 6 weeks, and it allows him to continue to train. And you guys have seen him out there working every day, and he's working really hard. And I still feel good about the path he's on, but now there's not necessarily as much of a rush as going to be after week six.
Ryan, how did Purnell react to the decision?
Man, you guys know his personality. He's such a passionate guy, so he gets emotional about he's a leader on our team, whether he's playing right now or he's not. He's a leader on our team. And sometimes I think he feels, God, you know, obviously as a leader, my voice carries more impact when I'm out there playing. And I think, you know, that bothers him. But I think that time's going to come. And right now he's so powerful. He can still, as a person, he can still lead from the position that he's in.
How did Robbie take the news?
It's just so personal, David, you know, and, you know, I just hope, you know, John and I met with him face to face late last night, and I just think, you know, those conversations are very personal. I think it's important to do it face to face. I think it's important to do it with both of us, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Greg, with all the homework you did on Sitton, at any level, does any part of you wonder why he's available? Do the Packers know something you don't? I mean, It sounded like they replaced him with a Pro Bowl player. It seemed like they had cap room. It just, does any part of you wonder why a player?
Yeah, yeah, Mark. That's the first thing that pops in your head. You know, like, you know, hey, this guy's talented. We're watching every single game last season and watching him play at an extremely high level. Okay, what's going on here, man? Like, what are the reasons? And that's when you talk to you do a ton of research. You got to do a ton of research on these things, coupled with meeting the player and feeling his personality. And getting the medical report, and so that all those things go in to these decisions. But that's a question you ask yourself. I mean, this is a good player, you know, that's getting released a week before the season, and I have a lot of respect for that organization, and they've been a highly successful franchise. So everybody makes decisions internally for what they feel is best, and I'm sure that's what they did. But we did all our research, and at the end of the day, we felt good about it, and he's out there.
Is it that unusual for, like, you and Ted Thompson have totally different evaluations of the same player? I know we saw the same thing with Slauson here, but is it that unusual at your level for GMs to have that much of a variance in their evaluation?
Yeah, I just think maybe on their end there could be, you know, there's a lot of things going into the decisions, that things that I might not be aware of. You know, other players on their roster, other equations with their other players that I might not be aware of too. So there is... This was thoroughly, thoroughly discussed with a lot of different people, and the question you're answering was researched, you know.
What can you say about LeBlanc, who you guys saw a little bit out in New England?
Yeah.
Was he on the radar before that, or?
Yeah, so he's a guy that our college scouts liked coming out in the process, and then, you know, he's a guy obviously in the preseason that just jumped out. You know, he's got the thing that Cravon LeBlanc has is he's a bit undersized, but he's extremely sudden. He's very sticky in mirroring routes, and he's got excellent ball skills. He just has a knack for going to get the ball, and that's been an emphasis on our defense right now. Something we want to improve on is ball skills, and he definitely has that, and that's why he's here.
Ryan, second year in a row, you guys are adding new pieces or moving people on the offensive line the Monday of week one. How much did that challenge weigh into this decision? Overall, what do you think that does for the team as far as getting the line together going into the season?
Yeah, you know, that's and I think there's this balance too between, okay, we're approaching week one and we want to be settled in, but we're also thinking, you know, okay, what's best long term too. So there, you're always weighing the pros and cons with those decisions, and with this, you know, all these guys are intelligent players that I feel can adapt quickly, and our coaches are going to work around the clock, and it was just, hey, let's just get the best players in here and then get them acclimated as quick as we can. So it was more just about, you know, we got an opportunity to obtain a 3-time Pro Bowler. Let's take advantage of that and then put our coaches to work.
Did you attempt to trade Robbie at all?
No.
What's Ego Ferguson's situation? He got hurt at Cleveland? Is that?
Yeah, Ego is going to go on injured reserve with a shoulder surgery.
Right. The current count, but when you finish the first 53, I think it was 23 on offense, 27 on defense. Is that going to stay like that? Seems like a lot out of balance.
Yeah, we talked about that. I think we laugh up there. That's a defensive head coach fighting for them. But and there's a lot of special teams guys on the defensive side of the ball. You know, that's where a lot of those guys are coming from. That could balance out, Moon, as the season goes on. But right now, you know, sometimes you get so caught up in, we got to have this amount of players at this position and this amount of players at this position. And sometimes we're like, whoa, let's – I get it. Those are our basic parameters. But let's be mindful that we're keeping the best players too. And so that was a lot of the discussions.
What did you like about Barkley?
About Barkley? We've liked him since he came out. Dal's a big fan of his coming out of college. So it was just, hey, we got an opportunity to add a different quarterback to the practice squad, someone that we still feel has some upside. And, you know, hey, these practice squad, you know, coach calls it a player development squad. And we just feel he has upside to develop, and it'd be good to take a look at him on the practice squad.
Right, you mentioned take two more.
You mentioned fluidity, the word fluidity going on right now. Is it more or less than you expected in your second year going into second season? Should we be reading into anything like, okay, you know, you're still tinkering, you're still trying to figure this out, or would you like to be more settled than maybe the roster seems?
I mean, maybe, you know, I was talking to some guys about this, you know, maybe as there's a scenario, you're further into the development of your team and things are a little more stable. But I like the avenue of, I like being aggressive. Like, it'd be like, David, it'd be like we're preparing for the draft, our guys have put in so much hard work, and then we trade every pick. You know, like, those guys are, we're working so hard. We've identified players that we like. Let's not sit on our hands. At any level on the team, the 53rd player, if we have an avenue to get better, let's be aggressive and let's go do that. And I think we're always going to operate like that. So I wouldn't interpret it as fluidity, or I would interpret it as we're always going to be trying to get better. We're always going to be trying to challenge ourselves. On it could be in training camp, and then the 90th guy. To me, every single move is significant.
Well, Brian, as you look at Sitton and White here together, one guy's 30, the other guy's a rookie. How do you balance adding the experience and the accomplishment that Sitton brings versus Whitehair's development and making sure that he is where you want him to be, either position-wise or just getting the experience?
I think guys like Sitton help Whitehair's development. You know, I think Whitehair is a hungry rookie that has an extremely bright future ahead of him. And I think having a veteran like Sitton that's played at a high level, I think that helps him. You know, so I'm glad those guys are in the same room together.